This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Adapt Theater Company of Grand Rapids has a mission to produce plays written by local playwrights, plays designed to shine a bright light on social issues. Their new production does exactly that. It's called Lines, The Lived Experience of Race 2016. Six actors playing 64 members of the Grand Rapids community. They speak of racial issues that affect people in West Michigan, from gentrification to white privilege to education, religion, and justice. Let's take a quick listen.
How do we value all people? How do we end mass incarceration? This city could be an example of peace and prosperity.
We need equal opportunity and jobs. Housing for all people.
In the beginning, there were no lines.
How do we create the will to change?
Where do we begin?
In the beginning, there were no lines.
And with us now is Stephanie Sandberg. She's playwright and the artistic director of Adapt Theater Company, along with actors Darius Colquitt and Gulshirin Dubash. Good to have you all with us on Stateside.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, great
thank
to be
you.
Here.
Stephanie, I want to start with you as the playwright. What drew you to write lines? What do you want to say in this play?
Well, I write a kind of theater that's called verbatim theater, and it's documentary in nature. And when I first moved here, which was 20 years ago, I saw immediately that this city was different. People were not racially integrated at all, not in school, not in church, not in the public sphere. And I had noticed that, and I'd seen some things change in that over time, but not very much, even with all of the changes that we try to make in terms of legislation and so on. I'd seen backward steps happening, and I wanted to address what was happening in my city. So I first wrote this play 10 years ago in 2010, and then with all the events that have transpired over the last year and a half, 2 years with racial injustice, I decided that I wanted to rewrite it. And so I did a 2016 edition.
And this is built from interviews done with over 150 residents of Grand Rapids?
Yes, actually 177 residents of Grand Rapids. We interviewed them about their experiences and having them tell us their stories. So, for example, we have a story about an individual who experiences the school-to-prison pipeline. We have pastors, we have politicians, we have local people who are struggling with jobs and joblessness. We have people who are trying to just find their way in the city through the education system. We have people who are working towards equality and justice all over the place. And we hear the voices of all these different people.
And you're certainly putting your actors through their paces as these six actors play all kinds of members of the Grand Rapids community. Darius, how many characters do you play in this production?
Well, I have 10 base characters that I always seem to return to, and then I have two that sort of transition throughout the piece, so 12 total.
And I'm interested, of those dozen characters, I'm wondering which was the closest to you personally, and then which one was really a reach, the furthest from who you are?
Let me see. I would say that the Islam individual in our religion section, he was probably the furthest reach from me, just because I don't entirely connect with every single point he makes, but a lot of what he says does connect with me. I would say the closest one, that's kind of hard because a lot of them are really close to my heart. I feel the stories that the professional individual tells about moving into a new place and just trying to make a better life. And then I also am very close to the story about the minister who has seen all of these different people go through the social injustices in town. And I can relate directly to some of those. So I'm connected with every character I have, almost. It's kind of rare, but it's a beautiful thing.
And what about you, Gulshirin? How about you?
I play about six prominent base characters and then about three or four smaller characters. I think for me, I have actually a slightly different person that I identify with. I actually identify with the Islamic female character probably the most. Even though I'm not Muslim, but what she has gone through is something that I have as well in America. There are a couple of white characters who are a bit of a stretch for me. So that's actually really interesting. So yeah, I think the Latino and Muslim characters are the ones I identify with and can relate to the most.
Well, I'm interested because I know that the play is challenging the audience to really ask questions about where they live and how they respond to race-related division in West Michigan. But for the three of you, as you've worked on this and you know, Stephanie, you've written this play and Darius and Gulshirin, you've been rehearsing. It's time to present this to the public. What have you learned? How did working on this play alter your views of race relations? I'll let you start, Stephanie.
Well, you know, I keep hearing stories. Like, people know that I'm doing this play, and so they'll like tell me a story, and I'm like, when did that happen? And they'll say, just recently. There's been a 27% increase in incidents of racial hatred and incidents of reported race discrimination in the last year. Now, you tell me what's going on there. Why is that happening? And so I learned more and more about my community and my world as I do this, and it's disturbing. It's really disturbing. Some of the stories that I've been hearing just in the last 2 weeks they've made me realize that I have to be absolutely on top of this. And as a playwright, I have a huge responsibility to tell these stories and to make sure that we're figuring out how to change this.
Darius, what about you?
I would say the top thing for me that I've learned throughout this entire process is that there are actually people outside of my race. I'm an African-American man. There are people outside of my race that do care about the issues that we endure. It always seems that when you are of a specific racial group, that you're the only one who understands your issues, or you're the only one who sees your issues just because you have to deal with them directly. But what I'm finding through this piece and working with these wonderful people that I get the chance to play with every night is that we all are one, and we all see and we all understand. And unless we all can come together and find common ground and work towards these issues as one, we'll never be able to really find that unity we want.
And Gulshirin, and I know you also teach theater arts at Interlock, and so I am sure what you're learning would inform your classes as you work with students at Interlock.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not from Grand Rapids. I'm from Bombay originally, and Bombay is a very integrated city, and we have friends and people from different religions, different communities, backgrounds. I mean, it's just sort of day-to-day part and parcel of our life. So we don't think about race and religion the way in which Americans do for the most part. How I choose to view what is healthy for the community and not has changed. And so in some ways, my interest and love for the city has grown even more because it's grown in a different way with a greater amount of empathy and compassion.
Stephanie, my final question is for you. I'm guessing that what I hear both of your actors describe about the insights, I'm betting that's what you're hoping your audiences will take away from Lines, the lived experience of Race 2016.
Yes, that's true. We're trying to model as a theater company what our community can actually look like. Because here we are, a group of very diverse people from all over the place and doing this. And if we can do this, if we can create this community together, our community can do this too.
Using theater to bring social and political issues into the spotlight, the play again is Lines, the Lived Experience of Race 2016. It'll be at the Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids from March 25th to April 3rd. You can check out the Facebook page for Adapt Theater Company of Grand Rapids, and you can also check with the Wealthy Theater for ticket information. We've been talking with Stephanie Sandberg, Darius Colquitt, and Gulshirin Dubash from the Adapt Theater Company of Grand Rapids. Great talking with you all, and good luck with the production.
Thank you.
Thank you.